I haven't told anyone about it. I don't think they would believe me. Might even have me committed for being crazy. It was so unbelievable. It was a Saturday, and I was going out with my girlfriends to let off some steam. We danced, drank, and enjoyed the night. I was definitely not in any shape to drive home, and neither were my friends. We ordered a ride and had the car take each of us home. After getting home, I stumbled into the house. I made myself one of my favorite meals when I've been drinking. An egg and cheese breakfast sandwich. I sloppily ate it and stumbled my way to my bedroom, stripping my clothing along the way until there was just my panties left. I flopped myself on my bed and closed my eyes. It was sometime after I'd fallen asleep that I awoke to the horror. I don't remember what I was dreaming. What I remember was the feeling of something pulling me out of my sleep. I felt warm and fuzzy and strangely excited. It took a few minutes for my brain to wake up enough to comprehend the fuzzy feeling was coming from between my legs. I bit my lip to keep from moaning. It felt like someone was licking me, but there was no one there. I looked under the blankets to make sure, but what was causing me to feel this way? There it was again. I was so scared, but at the same time, it felt so good. I was somewhere in between freaking out and enjoying the pleasure radiating from between my legs. The pleasure began taking over the fright. My eyes rolled back as I felt myself climbing towards orgasm. Could this really be happening? I thought fleetingly as I felt myself pulsing between my legs. I grabbed my headboard behind me and cried out in fright or ecstasy or a combination of both when I felt something enter me. It slid in and out of me, twisting and caressing the inside. I came so hard I was clawing at my sheets. As my breathing calmed and my senses came back, I again looked under the blankets. What the hell was going on? And I really just woke up and had an intense orgasm, like someone was eating and fingering me. I think I was crazy, but I was still panting and could feel the vibrations radiating from me. I slowly laid back down, trying to dismiss everything as a crazy dream that spilled out to my reality. When I woke again hours later, I completely forgot what had happened until I got in the shower and felt the water rushing down my body, kind of turning me on. My mind snapped back to being awoken to incredible pleasure and horror. Even though it felt incredibly good, it was terrifying. What or who had done that to me? I swear there was no one there. I had no idea what to do or even who I could tell. Who would believe that some unknown thing had awoken me in the middle of the night to give me an orgasm? I'm sure they would just say it was a strange, erotic dream that I was confusing with reality because of the alcohol. I wanted to believe that was what had happened, but it was just too real. I even felt a bit sore between my legs when I got up today. I don't know. Maybe I am crazy. Maybe I was so drunk that I made this whole crazy thing up in my head. After getting dressed, I grabbed something to eat and left the house. I needed to get away and clear my head. I decided I would go for a walk and make sense of what had happened. By the time I got back, I was convinced that last night was due to the effects of the alcohol I drank. Tonight would prove that, since I had to get up early for work, so I'd be sober. I kept myself busy for the rest of the day running errands, so it wasn't hard to put it out of my mind. Arriving home in the evening, all I wanted to do was take a bath and relax with a movie. Thoughts of the night before started creeping my head while in the bath. I was thinking of how incredibly intense the orgasm was. I felt tingling between my legs as I closed my eyes to remember better how good it felt. I slid my hand down and caressed myself, enjoying my softness. The orgasm was sweetly intense and satisfying. I finished up my bath and put on a comfy, oversized t-shirt and climbed in bed with just panties underneath. I turned on a movie and laid back and felt so comfy that it didn't take long for me to doze off. It must have been a couple hours later when something started slowly pulling me from my dream world back into reality. But this time, I couldn't move my body. I tried lifting my arms, but they felt like they were anchored to the bed. The same with my legs. They were spread open and anchored to the bed. The only thing I could move was my head. My heart was beating so fast, I was terrified. What was happening? A million thoughts went through my head at once. Then I felt something pulling on my panties. I couldn't believe my eyes. Between my legs was a hand that wasn't attached to anything. It was grotesque. Kind of burnt and green looking with thick veins running around it. I squeezed with all my might, but my legs were completely stuck open. One of his fingers slid my panties to the side while the thumb started caressing my clit. I was horrified by what was happening and because it felt so good. All I could do was lay there and feel it. My breathing started to come out ragged as it continued to softly assault my now engorged nub. I gasped as it slid a finger down my wetness and into me. Oh God, I couldn't help it. My head rolled back as it gave it to me harder. I cried out as waves of ecstasy rolled over my body. As I began to come down, I felt its tongue. It began licking and swirling the tongue around my soft wetness. I wanted to hate it, but I couldn't stop myself from enjoying what this thing was doing to me. My hips instinctively lifted, wanting more. The licking became frenzied as my moans grew louder and louder. Just as my body was exploding, I felt something big, thick, and long enter me. I was too afraid to open my eyes to see what was happening. I could feel everything, though. Whatever it was, it started sliding that big thing in and out of me. I could feel myself wrapped tightly around it, gripping. I could hear and feel how wet I was with every thrust. This thing pounded me hard as I cried out in ecstasy. After coming back down, I felt it slide out of me. I thought this invasion was over. Until it gripped my leg, lifting and bending it, then sliding back in. It was incredibly big. I could feel the large veins on it as it began moving inside of me. I knew I should be screaming for help, even though there was no one close enough to hear. But I couldn't help but moan as it stretched and caressed me from the inside. It was so big, it only took minutes for my breathing to start coming out ragged again. I could tell I was going to come hard. This thing was pounding my very core with its deep, penetrating thrusts. I screamed over and over as the deep pounding continued, and there was nothing I could do to stop it. It was so intense, I thought I might explode. I gave one last hard thrust and let out this animalistic cry as it spilled its seed into me. There was so much, I could feel it filling me and running out into the sheets. I felt it slide out of me. Then there was nothing. I could move my legs and arms freely again. Slowly, I opened my eyes to an empty room. Inching over to the edge of the bed, I got up and searched around my room. Each step reminded me of what had happened. My thighs and my inside of me were sore. I grabbed a towel and cleaned myself up as best as I could. I searched everywhere. There was nothing there. I didn't know what to do. I had to find someone that could help me. I started brainstorming in my mind who I could contact that would help and would actually believe what was going on. A priest or voodoo or something? I went into the bathroom to shower and try to scrub away what had just happened to me as it kept playing over and over in my mind.